This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. With apologies to set designers, dramaturgs, directors, and playwrights, the only two essential elements of theater are an actor and an audience. That's the idea behind SoloFest ABQ, the fourth annual celebration of original solo works, presented next week, July 25th through July 29th, at the Filling Station in Albuquerque. And with us this morning is the producer of the festival, David Sinkis. David, good morning.
Good morning, Spencer. Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you here. This is a form of theater that really that has exploded within our generation the last 20, 30 years. Was that your inspiration for creating this festival, that there's suddenly so much more of this?
Well, actually, I was just talking to my wife about this. When we first opened the Filling Station, obviously, we were looking for people to rent the space from us. And so we had a lot of individual people, solo people, coming to us and saying, hey, I want to rent your space. How much is it? Well, it's this much. Oh, I can't afford that. So after three, four, five of those, we're like, hey, we have an idea. Why don't we get all those people together and have a festival so that they can all do their shows and we can incorporate all of them, all the people that want to do it, without having them to spend a lot of money or any money at all.
That's great. Within the solo theater form, there's a lot of different genres being presented.
Unbelievable. We have multimedia, we had dance, we've had opera, we've had improv, physical and vocal. We've been learning so much more about this genre that it just runs the gamut. Everything from a stand-up comic to crazy costumes, gender bending. And that's what we love about the festival, is that if you bought a festival pass, you get to see, it's not the same over and over again. It is quite diverse.
And how do you curate it? How do you choose?
Well, what we did was we sent out a notice. We have sort of theme nights that we come together. So when the pieces come in and we start looking at them, we read through them and find the most diverse lineup that we could get, pairing some of them together with themes. It's kind of funny. You should see our office. There's post-it notes and then synopsis and that kind of stuff. And a lot of times it is just scheduling. Some people aren't available. So we're like, then I guess you can't do it.
So this is 15 performers, 5 days of performances. Each day is different.
Correct. Each day is different. There's one repeat. It's an improv show, so it's repeated because there's different characters. But two shows every evening. On the Sunday, the closing Sunday, we do also have a performance shorts. Last year we did an original work, but instead of pairing a short with a long one this time, we put all the shorts on one day. So you get to see four short pieces on that final Sunday, which is, we call it Shorts Night or Performance of Shorts. And also this year we have a couple of new things, events. The Friday night at 10:30, we have a spoken word night. It's a fundraiser for the 2012 Albuquerque Slam Team, hosted by Don MacGyver. So, and then the following night, Saturday night, another special event. It's called Tragedy Plus Time, a comedic monologue. We're including the stand-up comics. Instead of having a whole show, they can come and stand up. It's a special event for us this year. So I think that that's going to really work out for us.
Do you think there's something essentially different about this kind of solo performance piece?
I do. To actually create your own show as a performer is sort of cathartic, I think, especially when you're able to create that show and have that confidence and the chutzpah to get out there and do it. It's a scary thing, but empowering.
David Sinkis is the producer of SoloFest ABQ 2012. 15 solo performers present original works at the Filling Station, 1024 4th Street Southwest. The fourth annual festival begins next Wednesday, July 25th, and runs daily through Sunday, July 29th. For a schedule and ticket information, go to fillingstationabq.com. David, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Spencer, and experience the power of one.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.